Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, October 26th,
yep.
2021. Hey, can you turn me down a little bit? I think I'm too loud. Test, 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 test. Oh, I'm number two. Test, test, test.
Sound all right to me.
What? Hello? How come we're not turning down?
Well,
I don't know.
We'll leave it alone.
You really want me to tell you?
Let's see. I'm number two.
Oh, well.
Now you're off.
I'm off.
No.
Thanks.
No.
You know what?
Hold on.
Okay.
Watch.
Whoa. Okay, go. No?
No.
Hold on. We'll figure this out.
No,
we're going to crash and burn
right.
Already.
I'm all right.
No. Hold on.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm number three.
Yes.
How did I become number three? I'm number two.
It's when we had our... faulty wiring over here. Well, see, now I'm off, I think.
Whatever. What number are you?
We don't know.
Okay,
here.
I think he's number two.
All right, I think I'm good
nope.
now. Yeah. Talk. Okay. What?
Oh,
no, right. I'm sorry.
Oh, you guys got it all confused. So
okay. I think we're connected now.
We shouldn't be.
No, because when we had the wiring debacle, I think we're wide together.
Oh, well, we are right there.
No.
What?
No.
We're joined together at
the
hip here.
Who wired that together?
Hello.
When was there a debacle? I must not have been here.
Yeah. The wiring fell apart.
I wasn't here.
Yeah, we're tied together at the hip now.
No, I wasn't here when it fell apart.
Because I just turned it all the way down and you're
I'm number
still...
three.
Oh.
We're number three.
No, you are number two.
No, we are number three.
No, we're number three.
Okay. Go, man. Okay.
We're number three, yeah.
Okay, you guys are number three.
I don't like to be tied at the hip with Matt.
That's it. I'm unplugging you right now.
Uh-huh. All right.
You're on your own.
I'll talk softer.
Let's give all the mics to...
Actually, turn me down.
All the mics to Mike.
I'm the most important one, so turn me down to Mike. Nope, number three. You're number one.
Whoa.
That's you.
Easy there.
Yeah, I'm number three. Test.
Turn down three and I'll talk louder.
Three. Yeah, there you go. Test. Okay, a little bit more. All right. I'm okay with that.
No, I can't even hear you.
Yeah, you can.
You
can hear me.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
All right.
Sorry about that. Oh, yes. Oh, wait.
Okay.
We got a show going on.
We crash and burn, but we're back.
I'm sure last week's show was better because you had somebody else didn't hear right.
Oh, yes.
So thanks, Cindy.
And again.
Stepping up and stepping in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the short notice coming in.
Yeah. So on that note, if you need some earbuds, I know racing season seems like it's coming to a close, but that's when you want to start getting all these things in line for next season because it's right around the corner. Maybe get some Christmas gifts for somebody.
That's right. I need a new set. I don't need. I want.
I'm
going
to get some, by the way.
I want.
So.
And according to Cindy, it could be sooner, like February.
Oh, well, I guess we'll find out.
Yes.
I guess we'll find out. So I think it's still here, clear. Otherwise, the phone number, I'm sure, is the same. So give Cindy a call at 725-333-43. There's two numbers on here now. I'm confused. 4327 or 702-293-5060. The last card I had didn't have two numbers on it, so it just had 333-HEAR. That's 4327. So,
one might be Boulder City for Boulder City office.
Must be. It says BCHIS.
Maybe it's her Pahrump office.
It could be that too. Wait, is Pahrump considered 702?
No, it's a 775, but she can have a phone number out there.
We'll give her a call and ask her.
Which one?
725-333-HEAR. That's the one I would call.
Well, what if she don't answer that one?
Then she's not hearing.
Then she didn't hear it.
Yeah. Maybe she needs
4327. 333-4327.
I don't know what you would need it for since her car's a wreck. Just saying.
Oh, that was that a she joined the wrecked car club with
yep.
you.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool.
I have to work on her trailer, and her excuse is my car is still on it. I've worked on trailers with cars on them.
Yeah.
I've worked on trailers with boats heavier than...
I think what you're getting at is you need to work on a car before the trailer.
I missed that. Thanks for bringing that
all
up.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So.
Hey, you know, I can do wonders with the light pole in front of my house.
Yeah. I've done that. I've used... light pole and some fencing
uh-huh.
in my house before.
In front of my other house, we had two trees just wide enough for a car to fit in and be able to pull it apart.
That's what I have. I have a nice big pine tree right in my front yard. And yeah, that's been strapped to a couple times.
Use the resources that you have at the
time.
That's
right.
You know?
Even when I had day... Auto Works auto body. I still used my big eucalyptus tree
right
out
there.
In front.
Yeah. It's at your house.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Now I use the light pole.
Well, you know it's bad when you're using the come along and your car is going sideways across the driveway.
Yeah.
You're like, it didn't pull it out yet.
Right.
So
you
then
strap
you
have, it to something else. On
yeah,
the
so then
guy.
You have the truck.
Yep.
Tied to the other side.
We strap it to the truck on one end and the light pole on
the
other.
I get in the truck and just yank.
I don't know. Use come along.
Oh, man, I yank mine.
No, I, yeah. I
usually it's too far when you do that.
And it's not much fun on the transmission.
Yeah, well,
I used to use my work band. It wasn't my, so I know what these work bands go through.
Yeah, and... With my luck, the chain would snap and go right through the back window.
Yeah.
Or the cable or whatever it is I'm using. It could be a strap and it'll break and go through the rear window.
Right.
So that's my luck.
You got your head.
Welcome
in
to
a million
local
years, I could repeat that.
If I tried.
Yeah. Now, you know, we've all worked from our under our cars, in our driveways, in our garages.
I got a little more convenient now.
A little bit. We got, you know, we appreciate those moments where we had to go through all that. So, you know,
yeah.
I understand. Hey, we all work hard on our stuff. The older you get, though, the less you can lay down because you get like too dizzy. You know, have to sit up slowly now. Like,
yeah.
Oh man, I'm getting lightheaded here. But
no, it's that tiny little pebble in the back of the head that always gets me.
Or it's that little pebble, the only one in the driveway that you kneel on when you go to get down. You kneel on that only pebble, and it's always right at the kneecap where it hurts when you
roll over your elbows. So. You know, I bought a creeper, one of those creepers before, but it doesn't ever seem to be low enough, right? Because we just can't, even on jack stands.
No, the problem is you can't get the car high
that's
enough
right,
to get under it. Yeah.
And I think I was telling you the other day, that's why I used to use those bigger 6-ton jacks just to get it up high enough, and still not high enough sometimes.
Yep.
But
every time I do that, I say, man, I got to lose weight.
You know, it makes you appreciate what you're doing more when you're on the track and, you know, you kind of don't want somebody to run into you. That's why race cars, so when somebody gets into you or you get into them, you know, because it does happen. You're like, oh, man, I don't want to work on this. You just want to put it away, change it.
You do the wiggle underneath the car. So you got all your tools collected, and you do the wiggle to get underneath there, and then you start working. You're like, mother, I need a 13.
You can't try to reach for it. Yeah. That's what you got to use a cell phone nowadays. Honey, can you come out?
Oh, yeah.
Come here and look what I'm doing.
It's a lot faster to wiggle back out.
Right.
Which one?
No,
this one?
No. There's.
Just send me the whole rack. Just give me the whole rack.
No. Every time I forget one tool,
yep.
And it's the main tool that I have on my mind, I always forget that one tool.
Crap.
Get in there, get comfortable, and go,
It's funny how the second time you jump under there, it's quicker because you're already mad. You're like, all right, grab the tool. I'm just going to slide right under there.
I'm just going to do it.
Or when the bolt or the socket falls, hits two times off the engine, falls into the fan shroud, rolls all the way over to the corner.
That you can't see.
How did it end up at the neighbor's house? You know? It always ends up somewhere.
No, that's the 10 millimeters.
Yeah, we have to take off like stuff that you didn't want to just to get the piece that you need to finish what you're
mm-hmm.
doing. Yep.
Or you put your hand down there and grab something and you come back and it looks like a piranha was down there and just
right.
chewed away on your hand.
If you're lucky, you'll find tools you left there last time.
No, they find them on the track.
No,
but
it's,
but you don't want to claim them because
right.
then you're like,
yeah,
damn,
you're,
that's where that ridge went.
You don't want to be that guy, right? Oh,
it's almost
weight.
Getting cold enough for that breaker bar. You know, when you're, boom, and then slap it against the engine block or the
yeah.
knuckles, the alternator. Yeah.
Oh, man. Busted
I can feel it already.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. And it's getting darker sooner, right?
Uh-huh.
I thought we voted to get rid of that. Like it's so
that was in our
stupid.
Dreams. We voted.
Yeah, still going to get dark early.
Right, but it doesn't need to be dark at 4 o'clock. Like, why can't we just leave it the way it is?
Hey, you got to go see your president for that. I have no clue.
Well, Hawaii and Arizona, I think that's the only two states, right?
Arizona never changed at
yeah,
that time.
Yeah. Or I think Hawaii is the other one.
Well, it's just that as a delivery driver, I don't want to be looking for freaking addresses that, you know, in the dark.
Do you have like a spotlight, flashlight?
Oh, yeah, because I want to go to jail. In some of these neighborhoods, you don't want to be driving around with a flashlight trying to knock people
well,
out.
You probably don't even want to be giving them flowers then.
Yeah. Install one of those spotlights.
Yeah. Like a police one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'll really be light.
But how do you deliver flowers then?
What do you mean,
in neighborhoods know. Like that.
You go early when it's light.
No, that's how you just reroute different.
Absolutely.
No.
If you're worried about not coming back out, I don't know if I'd go in.
Oh, well. No, I've seen best and worst in this town, and some of the worst is pretty bad. I'm sure you've seen some stuff where you're just like, wow, I can't believe people are actually living here and getting flowers.
Some places, you just safety-wise, you just... can't go work in certain places, just how it is, But,
yep.
So the flowers, though, I mean, the stuff that you deliver, what do you mostly, I'm curious, like, is it mostly
mostly roses.
Family? I mean, like, somebody, like, cheated on their wife or vice versa?
Getting
like,
out of the doghouse?
Yeah, like, you want to move back in? I mean, what do you
most
see?
Of it is
like,
birthday.
Birthdays?
Most
okay.
of it is birthday. And then
I'm just trying to see what the norm is. You know, should we be sending our old ladies? I'm sorry, our wives.
Yeah, a lot of birthdays,
birthday
anniversary
flowers,
boyfriend, girlfriend. You know, a lot of them go for the surprise factor. So they want to try to send it when they're at work.
Oh.
So then we have a lot of orders that we have to try to deliver by a certain time because she's working and.
They better be there before she gets home.
Well, no, they want it delivered to the work, so
all
of her friends
can see,
all her coworkers can see that. You know.
That her husband really ain't that bad?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, do they ever ask you to dance when you deliver flowers?
I had one guy, he's like, oh, I thought there was a song and dance. I'm like, yeah, it ain't happening.
I'm going to have my clown outfit.
Hey, can you deliver my flowers?
Right.
I'm like, you don't want me to sing. Like, people barely want me to talk, so you don't
right.
want me to sing.
Yeah, these flowers, that would just...
Just hand them and run.
It, right? Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, that's cool. I mean, I don't know if the holiday season, you get any busier. Like, for the Thanksgiving for Christmas.
Thanksgiving, Thursday. Well, it'll start like Wednesday. So we'll go Wednesday through Sunday.
Really?
We'll be... probably do like 4 or 5.
What about Halloween? You got like said like dead flowers, like Halloween theme,
black ones.
Get all your old flowers that died all year. You make yourself a new thing.
We got some cool pumpkin vases, so that's what's been going up this week.
Sell dead flowers, man. Well, I think I'm onto something. It'll catch on.
Well, you're going to have to fight with the people that hang out by our dumpster.
I know the person that brings the dead flowers back, so I can get them before they hit the dumpster.
There you go. But no, Christmas.
Well, what do they do with it?
Give it
make
to
potpourri?
Their significant other cardboard box, I guess. I don't know.
Have them delivered 4 cardboard boxes down.
Oh, no. There's a gal that comes with her shopping cart. When she sees us, when the garbage truck comes and empties the dumpster, because we usually hold back all of our garbage cans.
See, there you go. He's holding them back already.
So then as soon as the garbage truck comes, dumpster's empty, they know that we're going to dump all of our garbage cans.
Oh.
So then they sit and wait.
Oh, I mean, they like some good flowers. Maybe
As we're going, yeah, if, you know, one gets clipped.
Too short or something.
Well, not really too short because we usually make it, but some of the heads will, you know, be cockeyed
But it's still a good flower. It's still alive.
Yeah, it's still alive. Yeah. I mean, you can toss
it. I just wonder because that's probably who you see on the side of the road. You know how they like to see them like flower? That might be that those
$5.
Right.
$5. Yeah.
No, that's a guy from, he's got a farm. His family has a farm in Mexico. And he takes a box truck there every week and comes back with a bunch of flowers and then hands them off to all these guys. It's a whole network.
It's crazy.
And we're allowing that.
Well, of course.
We used to buy from him, but then the quality wasn't as good for what we were putting out, you know, because the roses and stuff that we get will usually last 7 to 10 days, where the stuff from him was, you know, running a little less. So then you got, you know, them running up and down the street in the heat and, you know, not really taking care of the flowers. So you're looking at, you know, 2-3 days on those arrangements, if that. But, I mean, if you're in a pinch, I guess, if you did something wrong or you forgot, you know, you do what you have to do.
I'm sure there's uses for that. Like, I was joking, like, about potpourri, but you probably could dry them out.
Oh, yeah, there's a gal that used to work for us, and she has some family things, so now she's doing that. But still, she'll come in and we'll save like the rose petals and stuff. So the roses that are bad, we'll pop all the petals off, toss them in a box, and she does that. She makes potpourri and soap and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. At least it's going to use, you know, not just
we try to not waste if we don't have to.
Yeah, cool. You should put little kits together, like potpourri kits, and then people can buy them from you. I'm just trying to help you out to make side money. How was Ren Faire? Speaking of side money.
Ren Faire was good.
That just was this
fun.
Past weekend? So,
yeah,
2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. No, the weather was beautiful.
You wasn't here last week.
No, I wasn't.
So it was the week. It was the week before that. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the weather was beautiful. Everyone was in good spirits. Like
was it as busy as normal?
It was. Actually, they had really good numbers.
Most people dressed up for the most part.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, they had some really good numbers. They adjusted the layout to make the aisleways a little wider, so it was more open, so it wasn't as intimate, like where you feel like you're walking through a town. So, but no, we had a good amount of people.
They do a lot of fights and stuff like that.
A lot of that stuff happens over on the other side.
Oh, okay.
We're in the pirate area, so
you guys just steal other people's shit.
Pretty much.
You're pirates. Turkey legs.
Oh yeah,
corn.
Yeah,
mayonnaise.
A lot of people walk around with the turkey legs.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then we did have the one lady that came over and said that we kicked her out of her home.
Oh, really? Was she crazy, or did you kick her out of your
home? Well, then we
was it her home, or was it a box?
Then we realized that we evicted a homeless person.
Oh, where your stand was set?
Because the way Ren Faire works is Parks and Rec, they assign you land.
Right.
So you're pretty much, you pay the homestead for the weekend.
Right.
So you get this land, and you're in charge of it.
Huh.
And, yeah, where our land was the tree and whatever, that garbage can that she used to hang out by.
That's crazy.
She came over. She came over and yelled at us.
How'd she get in? Don't you have to pay to get in?
It was during setup.
Oh, okay.
It was the Thursday night when we were setting up, so that she had like nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But then we realized that we evicted a homeless person, which was just double bad.
She could have sued you because COVID. You couldn't evict her during COVID.
Well, yeah, no. Overall, everyone was. Everyone was in good spirits. Everyone was spending money. You know, kids were having fun. You know, a lot of people brought kids and stuff. So I think it was a good time for people just to get out and do something kind of normal.
Spend their stimmies, the stimulus checks.
Good. They still have it?
Yeah, they saved it for the rent fair.
Mine was gone before I even got it.
You spent your free money that we're all paying for it right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Like, how was EDC? He went to the rent fair last weekend with EDC.
Yeah. I didn't go.
Oh,
but...
man.
But I was going to say, it rained yesterday like hell in North Las Vegas, so EDC got out over Sunday.
Oh.
So they missed the rain by one day.
So they got lucky.
Yes, they got lucky.
The traffic was terrible. They said it was backed up going to California and Utah
up to
like 2, 3 in the morning.
And they said that the airport was as busy as it's been all year.
Wow, that's crazy. You know what sucks about... I mean, it gets backed up, obviously, more now than it used to from the agricultural checkpoint, because it used to be way in Yermo.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Now it's right here, so that's, they have to slow people down right there, so it's going to back it up even worse, I noticed. But,
yeah.
Need more race car drivers on the road so we can move a little faster.
Oh, man, that's worse than a race car drivers on the road.
Have you seen some of those guys drive?
They just start cutting people off. It's bumping into people.
Took me an hour to get here. The rollover on the 215, and then I finally get off. I get onto Sunset, and I get behind the lady who is driving with her brights on and not knowing where the hell she's going. 35, 25, 45, 25, 35. Every time I go to get by her, she like starts moving to the lane I want to go. So it's one of those where you're afraid to pass because you don't know what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like when you're like, pretty sure he's been drinking, and I'm going to hang out back here.
Yep.
I get behind them all the time.
I know, all day. It seems like you just pick them, right?
Only when you're in a hurry.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, I want to pass like two lanes over on the shoulder as far away from them as possible and as fast as possible because I don't know where to
go. They'll still get you.
They got you.
Oh, no. The way they're shooting from the right lane... all the way over to turn left, from the left lane, all the way over to take the on-ramp, or you're on the exit. There's two lanes to the exit. There's a big sign that says, this is the exit going here. Nope, right at the triangle. Left turn signal, crossbow.
Oh, you're lucky you at least get a turn signal.
I kind of get mad at some of those people because I've had those moments where I'm like, well, I'm going to have to pull this stupid move here. You have to get over. So I hope they aren't having too many choice words for me sometimes. But, hey, we all do stupid things. Forgive them. Forgive, forget.
I was taught to go around the block.
I forget to forgive. So.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I forgot why I was supposed to forgive. All right.
I just keep rolling with it.
No,
I just keep
rolling. My driver's ed instructor was, when we were able to get into the cars, he was just, straight out, just said, hey, you missed your turn, you effed up, go around the block.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know,
it's as easy as that. The more you try to fix, the more unsafe it's going to be. You effed up, go around the block.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to cost you 2 minutes.
And it's crazy because that's normal thinking, but then you got those, like you said, the ones they'll stop right in the middle of the street.
Oh, just stop.
Just to get over two lanes, not thinking, hey, guess what, this is, 45 mile an hour traffic behind you. So I don't know. Anyways, but EDC is supposed to come up back in May. That's what they announced anyway.
Yeah. That's their normal time is usually like Father's Day weekend usually when EDC was.
Oh, so they didn't like this time.
Oh, no, it was nice and cold for them because they used to run all night.
Right.
Well, they did. They ran all night. Now they went from 7:30 to 5:30.
Okay.
You know,
but running all Well, all night when it's 70 degrees outside and all night when it's 55 is a little different.
May, well, May's pretty decent weather, too. Yeah, it's not too bad. Especially when you're on ecstasy all night. I don't know.
And then driving to California next morning.
I know, it's kind of weird how they do that because they don't let them obviously stay there. So it's at 5:30 in the morning, you get that morning traffic. But that's what they announced, that they'll be back in May. And, of course, that can always change. But
that'll pretty much put the Bull Ring and the Speedway back on their regular schedule.
Yeah. Well, when is the NASCAR schedule? February or?
It's usually March.
March.
But even
the beginning of March.
But I think Cindy said that might move up.
Because they usually
March,
March
or
September.
No, they already have it
scheduled, right? Yeah.
Scheduled. That's already scheduled.
Yeah,
right, but it's usually like March 20-something or whatever.
It used to be
and
the
I thought
beginning
I saw that it was
March.
18 or. It's moved.
I'm looking for
it. It's moved up like a week, I think. But, yeah, so what Cindy said was they're pretty much looking, trying to do February to May.
Cool.
And then.
Well, if EDC's coming back in May, that ruins that.
Well,
yeah.
up to EDC, like a normal schedule was. So to go up to EDC, but then be off June, July, or other than July 4th, and then come back early September. So to have really June, July, August off, except for the one race.
So
the one in May and early June that we normally had, they said they wanted to try to push it up more towards February,
yeah. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I mean, you know, it sucks if you need to work on your car, but that's, you know, a whole month earlier than normal.
Well, it's a catch-22 because working on your car, it's cold. Being a spectator, it's cold.
Yeah.
Being a driver, it's comfortable. Because you're in a hot car.
Can't see everybody. Too hot or too cold.
Uh-huh.
Right. Come on, people.
And to answer your question, March 6th is the Pennzoil 400.
It used to always be at the beginning of March. I always remember it March 1st, March 4th, March 6th, right around
there. Now, this is according to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway's website.
Okay.
And then October 16th of 22 is the South Point 400.
Okay.
So it's...
That's the two dates that they have now, which is cool. I've always wondered why they didn't have at least two dates in Vegas, you know.
March 6th and October 16th.
Cool. We'll have to...
Well, we got the second date when they expanded the NASCAR season.
Yeah.
Because it used to...
A few years back.
It used to end in, like, October, and then Daytona would happen. That would start the new season. And now they filled in the 2.5 months.
Hey, aren't they supposed to come out with the new... Car of Tomorrow next season? I heard something.
I know they're running a new package now, which half of the drivers hate.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it already came out. I thought it was next season, but
third gen car or something they're calling it.
What is it?
Third gen or second gen or something like that.
What's different on it? Do you know?
The aerodynamics. They're trying to.
They shorten the spoiler on him again or no?
Yeah, which is.
They speed them up a little bit, less downforce.
Yeah, but the less downforce is really causing havoc. And the aerodynamics of it, they're trying to shorten the draft. So where you can side draft and you can get good drafts and be able to move people around. And
Kevin Terrell says next gen.
Next gen, oh, okay.
Yeah. I knew gen was in there, but I thought it was a third, whatever. He said next.
Okay.
So the cars are more aerodynamic,
but that's
for
current,
yourself.
That's what they.
But you're
ran.
Not going to be able to use that against another driver. So they kind of.
But they use that. They ran that this past season.
I know they were playing around with stuff. I know they have. There's a new package that they're running now.
I wouldn't think they would do it partially through the season. You think it would be at the beginning of another season?
I had heard that you sit more in the middle of the car.
Huh? Safety wise, that's probably.
Yeah. I'd heard that through the talking, shop talk, the next gen.
Yeah, the next gen starts next year.
Oh, okay.
But I know they've been playing with the packages this year.
Okay.
Because they've been going to a bunch of new tracks and old tracks and any track that, because there's been so many road courses going on, so they've just been bouncing around with the different things.
Yeah, cool. Well, it's interesting. I mean, it's good they change stuff all the time because it's always, you know, looking for something better, whether it's making the racing more competitive or safer or something. You know, that's why they, without changing, you can't progress on anything. So, and sometimes these changes are always bold moves, but, you know, it takes big people to make big changes. You know, that's what you got to do sometimes, right, Gary?
That's right.
But see, I'm a Super Speedway fan.
Yeah.
I like watching the Super Speedway. Everyone's on pretty much the same lap, and they're using the draft
right
to maneuver and get around and push people
out of
the way.
Well, I mean, there's no getting around the draft because just natural physics.
Right.
You know,
but the short track racing, you know, sometimes it's really good, but it's just like, you know, when you got 12 cars on the first lap and everyone's like 2 laps down, 3 laps down, 5 laps down, and then you have to, you know, try to keep track of, all right, who's going to pit now and see who can move up a lap. But,
you know, that's like part, to me, it's part of the strategy when you get to certain, like, the tracks that really rely on the draft.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. Because some of the drivers are better at drafting.
Short track.
Yeah.
And some are better at short track.
Yeah, short track, right. So, I don't know. It's a good mix, I think. I don't know. We're too busy to get out and check out any NASCAR races. But then they didn't do it this last year with you guys, did they? Like the
no.
Drivers introduction?
No, they did not.
Did they do the introduction stuff but just didn't use?
Yeah, no,
racers?
they walk up, they do the stage thing. And
they didn't do the auto
they don't do
at
it.
All? Okay. Huh, wonder why.
COVID.
What, COVID gets in the back of the trucks?
Yes.
No. And then it gets spread all the way around the track at 25 miles an hour, and then the whole track is ruined.
And everybody's ruined now.
Mm-hmm.
Then the COVID like learned how racing is, and they get their own bug.
So then instead of debris on the track, then there's COVID on the track, mm-hmm. and then they have to, you know, throw a caution.
Well, that sucks.
My car's loose because of COVID. You know, just turns into a whole big thing.
And I don't know if that was, you know, something that Tim put together, or if that was just they asked, you know, that happened. I don't know, but I thought that was cool to get the local drivers involved with stuff like that.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Got him, you know.
You know, it was a really good experience. One, to be able to, you know, drive on the track. One, to kind of feel like you're part of it.
And it gives those NASCAR drivers a chance to say, yeah, I used to be way down there with you guys driving us around and the local guys. I used to be one of you smelly people.
Way down there.
No, I know they don't. They don't think that. I wouldn't think. But no, they get a chance to interact with, you know.
Yeah, no, it was definitely an experience. When, you know, anyone who gets a chance to be able to go in and do like a hot pass, do it. Because racing is totally, especially the NASCAR racing, totally different. On the inside.
Is that what the hot pass you're talking about is to get in?
When you're right there at the pit, you know, standing right by the fuel lane. I mean, the cars are only, you know, 12 feet from the wall there. But just to see how everything works, you know, you're used to just, you know, you got your car, you got your spotter, maybe you got a couple, you know, pit crew kind of helping you. But when you actually see what actually goes into, we're going to pit in 3 laps, and you see all these guys,
right,
like, psyching themselves, dialing in, make sure you got this, do I have this, do I have this?
But, yeah, that's what's kind of unique about Vegas. They have the neon garage, so you can actually, as just any fan, I think they let any fan through there, don't they, or do you have to have a certain pass to get to
No, you can
garage?
Go to the neon garage, but it's kind of that limited section in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get to the main stage. And
but
then
that's pretty up close.
You can do the catwalk
to
see over into the garages.
Mm-hmm.
So like before the race, you can see the cars in the garages.
That's pretty cool for fans to get that close.
That close.
Most tracks don't have, you know, an opportunity.
But to be on pit lane is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Wonder if them guys probably hate that, like, people are just in their way or something like that, you know?
Well, I mean, there's
you're out of the way.
There's a fence there, yeah.
Yeah, but still, you know. That's a little more.
Yeah, if you're gonna, you know, throw a little banter with them, that's probably not a good idea.
Right, I'm sure that happens. You suck.
No, everyone's pretty behaved.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Except for Gary.
Except for Gary what?
Do not behave.
Always.
When's Crump racing again? Is it this coming weekend?
No, they had one Saturday.
This past weekend?
Yeah. Oh.
So nothing this weekend. But.
But.
The weekend after, out here at the Bull Ring, pretty big event that starts on Thursday for practices. I don't know what they're calling it. It's supposed to be an open comp, but at the same time, it's still labeled as the West Coast Championship Night. But practices start Thursday for that because they do qualifying and stuff like that on Friday.
I can't get into LVMS and look. Somebody on here said I'm checking out pictures on LVMS, so I can't see.
Oh well.
Gary checking
himself. What do they mean?
Oh, Kevin can see the screen through the camera. Yeah.
You're not privileged anymore.
There, no Kevin.
That's right. No more Kevin. Thanks. You ruined it for everybody.
Not privileged anymore. I noticed that before. I was going to say something.
Yeah.
Maybe
we just need to take the camera off of me. How's that?
Well, the problem is
we'll have more listeners.
It's the camera that's on you. It's the one facing toward me and him.
Oh.
So I think when it's just us three, we could have just the one. Like
facing you guys, yeah.
Having us three. Yeah. In it.
Then Kevin can't see what I'm looking at.
That's right.
Can't see my secrets.
Oh. So
now if I'm over here, they can't hear me.
You can turn the mic.
Fine.
No, you can stay there.
What are you working on?
Let's see what we can do here.
Well, that's going to be a busy race night. Race week end, which is kind of more than a weekend. Well, they got prolates, modifieds. What else? Legends, late model truck series, which late model truck series championship night.
Yes,
it'll be championship points night. But they're doing the open comp. With 123 laps?
Yes.
That's a lot of laps. It'll be a good night of racing for fans. So if you have any family that's going to come out, have them bring some friends, you know, check it out. Cause that's going to be some really, really good racing on that night. I think that's my opinion. Do they have posted... a separate set of rules for the open comp on LVMS Bullring website? Do we know?
I don't know. Let's go in there. If I go in there, Kevin might think
Kevin,
I'm
Kevin,
looking
point,
at...
Yeah,
point. Kevin, direct me where to go in here.
Actually, Kevin, let us know what he's doing. We need to know what he's doing on that computer. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's just like...
Maybe it's in news, huh?
Emailing people.
You can't do anything.
Okay. Cool.
The bomber champion Michael Miller said just for the mods.
Oh, okay. What was it? What I ask?
If the rules were changed.
Oh, okay. So just the mods. So they're going to the prolate rules that they always run by, and just the mods have been changed. Usually, you know, when they make these changes, it's to accommodate, because it's supposed to be an open comp. So you're trying to accommodate other tracks to be able to bring them in, you know, and allow them a chance to race. But it's supposed to help kind of make them more equal, I guess, as best you can. But that's tough, you know, because you want these cars coming in from other tracks, but, you know, they're not always as equal.
He said mods will be mostly open motors.
Oh, okay. So I'm assuming the local guys that still run 602s, they'll have some type of either weight break or something to be able to make them more equal. I know there's more details out there, but, you know, I'm just going to assume.
We're the late model truck series. We don't get a mods email. And, by the way, the 2021 Bullring Championship Barbecue Banquet is the 30th. What? 4 days is the last time to purchase tickets.
Oh, so you got RSVP and yep. Button purchase. You actually have to buy the tickets in advance.
Yep.
Really?
And I get to sit at Michael Miller's table.
You can't buy them at the door?
Not according to this. It says the last day to purchase tickets is October 30th.
Okay.
So
what if like 15 people were like, oh, man, I can buy them at the door.
Do you got tickets?
You got to turn them away. No.
Oh. Then you can't go in.
Invited, so.
Then you can't go in.
I wasn't invited.
Then you can't go in.
Don't expect a trophy. If you didn't pay for the banquet, you don't get a trophy. Go for the food when I go to the banquet.
And I think that's why they want RSVP is right. So that they know how much to make.
Yeah. And it's $50 a plate, right? No matter whether you get a table or not. $50 a head.
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's. Seating per table is 8 max.
8 max. But yep. They used to give 8. Like if you bought a table, you would get a little bit of a break, I thought. But they don't do that no more.
So I get to sit at Michael Miller's table, so I don't care.
Look at you.
Uh-huh.
How'd you get the king's table?
13, age 13 and older, $50.
Yeah.
He invited me. He don't know he invited me, but he invited me.
So, now that's cool. So make sure you RSVP. If you race, you know, at the Bullring at all, you should go support the, you know, the track and the, you know, they were able to pull that together pretty last minute, I think, and they did a good job this last season and show support. You should go. Which will have the momentum to carry to next season in 2022.
Yes. So,
definitely go.
But you got to get your tickets before October 30th.
Oh, my gosh. And that's this week?
Yes.
Two days?
No, 4 days. 4 days from today.
Who do they get with to buy them?
It has a phone number, 702-632-8363. Yeah, 6-3.
So call that number.
That's right.
Find out how you get your tickets. Or
it's November 13th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
6 p.m. tonight. Isn't the Duel in the Desert this?
That same weekend. I believe it is.
Oh.
I believe it is.
So do both if you can. Eat
and
run over to the Duel in the Desert. When is that? I thought that's when the Duel in the Desert was on that same weekend. Am I wrong?
Probably. Yes. No, I think you're right.
Well, while you guys are enjoying yourself, I know where I'm going to be. In spirit.
So...
Hold on.
So Kevin's not even going to be there.
I'm in.
Montana Speedway.
Thanks, Kevin.
What are you doing in California Speedway?
Thanks, Kevin. I'm in. I knew I was invited to Michael Miller's table. See, Michael just didn't know you was going to not be there.
So the duel is Monday, November 8th through the November 13th. Because they do have a lot of...
So
final,
November 13th is the last...
Yeah. Yeah.
The big race.
Big race.
So.
So, you pick your poison on that night, guys.
I need to go work on trucks.
You're going to be eating.
Huh?
You're going to be eating.
Oh.
What are they going to have? They usually have like a buffet style.
It's top secret.
Buffets are outlawed.
Well, it's buffet style. I didn't say buffet. I said buffet style.
Buffet doesn't exist anymore.
Buffet style.
There's a buffet at the South Point. Prime rib every night.
Isn't there a buffet at the... what's that buffet? It's called... they have the buffet. It's a buffet. I don't know. I forget the name of it.
Which one?
It's over on Charleston and Lamb.
Oh, Buffet of Asia.
Yeah.
Not that one.
Oh.
But they do have those, too. Yeah, we've eaten at buffets before.
Talking about good ones.
Korean Chinese buffet.
Like Red Rock Casino buffet.
Hey, I think Kevin's calling me a fat kid because he knows I know where all the buffets are open. Yeah, see, Golden Corral.
Well, that's what I was thinking
of.
Golden Corral.
Thanks, Kevin.
Buffet. I couldn't think of the name. I knew they had
I go there a lot.
We need Kevin. Bring him on in.
Kevin's scared to come in.
All right.
By the way, they're opening the one back up in Henderson.
Do they have a Golden Corral there?
Yeah, they had one at Stephanie and Sunset, and it closed for a while, but now they're going to reopen. Yeah, they actually was going to just totally close it down, but
and you're going
to. I guess in the contract they have to keep it open.
Or they probably remodeled it to cover this COVID rule.
Well,
so.
I think, my personal opinion is, I think they're opening it because in the same parking lot, a Texas Roadhouse is going in there. In the same parking lot. So,
interesting.
It's a food fight.
What? Speaking of food fight, you're going to start the fight to bring back Sizzler.
That's
right.
That's right. And by the way.
There is a
or those of us in the Midwest wouldn't mind a Ponderosa.
Oh, yes. A Ponderosa is great. Oh, yeah.
That's old school. I remember that's when I was younger.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ponderosa. Been there several times. As you can see, I'm fat. I like to eat, man.
Yeah, those rolls with the steak. Oh.
Hey, while we're on food, while we're discussing food, guess what's right around the corner?
Oh, I know.
Guess what's right around the corner?
From here?
February.
Oh, you can't forget what's happened for the last, how many years now?
This will be our seventh.
Wow. Can't believe that. The official, the Racers Barbecue.
That's right.
February.
The real Racers Barbecue.
The real.
The official Racers
That's right.
Barbecue.
February. We don't have a date yet.
Barbecue coming up, yeah. You know, and... you know, we'll kind of play around. I know
we don't have a date yet because of what LVMS is doing earlier in the month. So we'll figure it out. I do know it will be on a Sunday, like it is every year.
You know, and typically we, was doing our February dates. It's because it was supposed to be preseason because March has always been the start of the local racing, anyways, and we always want it to be kind of a kickoff to the season. But if they're going to do an early February race,
maybe we'll talk about January. But all but two times out of six, four out of six times, we've had great weather in February.
And
one time it was kind of windy, and one time it was kind of raining. Not really raining, but it was, for the most part, we've had good weather.
But either way, even though... and we, hey, if Vegas does something different, that's not our fault. Maybe we'll still just do our thing the way we normally do it. And
the real Racers Barbecue. Yeah.
Practice Friday, race Saturday, come eat Sunday.
There you go. There you go. We'll see what happens. So, but yeah, looking forward to it as we do every year. It's always a good place. Just get out. And
this will be my fourth one.
Really?
Really?
Can you believe that?
First one is a racer, and then I did
two.
Oh, so you're already committed to going.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. I know there were three of us there.
We start at 5 a.m., by the way.
No, we start at 5 a.m.
Actually, it starts way earlier in the week or 2 weeks before, but actually, you probably start now for that. So, but
start collecting.
We should save some of those this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, looking forward to it.
Oh, Michael Miller said he'll be there.
We always look forward to Michael Miller being there. You know, we always have a good group there. We appreciate everybody that shows up there. We put it on for all the racers here locally and you know, anywhere around me. Bring your sponsors, bring your family, just come out and hang out at the park. You know, if you don't like the guy sitting next to you, we got plenty of room there usually.
Move to another table.
Yep, just sit a little further away.
That's right.
You know what? But hey, we'll put all your animosities aside and just come have some good food.
Hamburgers, hot dogs again.
Last year you did something different, so we'll see what you do different this year. I know I want to do something different this year. I think
uh-oh.
I already told you, but
uh-oh.
I'll bring it up.
We'll
later.
See. Yeah. No, you'll have to refresh my memory.
I'll refresh your memory later.
I have pictures.
Of what he wants to do this year?
No, of what you did special last year.
Oh,
last year.
Oh, that's
what
tacos.
Yeah.
Okay. Tacos.
Do you have tacos? Oh, yeah. Select few got to have tacos.
I was talking about the bacon wrapped hot dog.
Oh, that's every year.
That's been...
How long have you been doing? Almost since the beginning.
Four or 5 years I've done the bacon wrapped hot dogs.
A year. Yeah, the first couple of years I don't think we did that. First year we did...
Just hamburgers and
hot dogs. We had
because we wasn't sure how it was going.
Snow cones and popcorn and stuff there.
I think that was the second year.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, because the first year we wasn't sure how it was going to go off. So then
the
second
year
we had snow cones and popcorn. Yeah,
which was cool because it was a lot of people had popcorn
for
the ducks.
We'll get a snow cone machine and put Michael Miller in charge of it.
All right.
He said he's going.
Well, you're going to put him to work? He might not show up. All right, we won't say we're going to put him to work. No, again, it's coming up here. We'll let you know.
Only if the
closer.
Snow cone machine has an open motor.
Also doubles as a meat grinder. But, hey, it's coming up. I'm glad you brought it up. It's right around the corner. You know, these next two or three months come up quick. Everything comes fast. What am I missing?
He said, can I spike them?
You can do anything you want at your own table.
That's right.
for your own self.
Group.
Yeah, for your own group. You can spike them. We spike ours. I mean, you did. I'm sorry, I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah.
No.
And no glass bottles, but you could
bring
cans.
You can bring your own.
Don't forget Gary's Bud Light.
I personally like bottles, but hey,
we don't know what you got going on behind the
grill.
That's
right.
That's your business.
That's right.
But feel free to tip the cook.
That's right. Bud Light goes a long way.
So if you want that better hamburger, better hot dog,
if you're looking for the double cheeseburger, bring a Bud Light.
You know what? In reality, too, if you have something you don't want burgers, hot dogs, you want Gary to grill something up, bring it. You know, I've done that in the past.
Yeah. And I will grill it just for you. We don't have to.
Yeah. It's the same in the classroom. You don't have to share with everybody.
That's right. We'll do it just for you.
So if you have something special you want grilled, you don't want, you know, the hamburgers, hot dogs, or whatever is available there, you want something different, you can even just pull Gary aside if you want, hey, can you grill this for me?
Yep.
Or use our buns and you want to do a veggie burger or something like that, have at it.
I've done it before.
Yep.
So.
Or if you want to show off like you do with your race car, you can ahead bring a steak and eat it in front of everybody.
There you go. Bring a 6 3/4 inch steak.
Uh-huh.
You can let Gary grill it for you. Eat it in front of everybody else.
I'll have you can grill it on the barbecue or on the grill. I'll have both out there.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, just talking about it, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a good barbecue this year. I think we'll have some good weather and.
Well, I think it's a good chance for everyone to get together because usually when you see each other, you're either at the racetrack or, you know, maybe at the store or something, but you don't have time to really sit down.
Well,
and usually
we just sit and don't do anything, but you usually bring out your cornhole boards. There's volleyball right there. There's horseshoes. Bring stuff. Bring frisbees, whatever you want to do there with your family. There's they just remodeled it too, like a playground for the kids, right? Usually at the same spot that we've always been at. So,
and of course we're gonna try to get the same Bristol cone.
Yeah, we'll be in the same spot. So just
and I know
to that.
I know this is almost November and it's a few months away, but it's gonna be here before you know it. So
these holidays. I mean, look, what's next week? Halloween, Nevada Day.
right after Halloween, it just flies.
Sunday is.
And Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, geez.
Thanksgiving's 3 weeks after Halloween.
Pretty much.
Three and a half weeks. And then from there, it's a month to Christmas. And then
A
week to New Year's. And then.
Well, don't forget, we're busy because we have our late model truck series banquet December 4th. So, that, you know, we're like just bum, bum, bum. And January, we got stuff going on. It's just insane. So don't expect to talk to Gary outside of his normal world for too long. Because he's going to be, we won't see him.
Oh, no. Nope.
We'll see him until next Christmas.
Won't see me until January.
Next barbecue. Next year, 2023. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. It's coming up quick. Anyways, racing this November 6th starts Thursday. So I don't know if they allow people to come watch.
So are you guys, Thursday? Are the Late Model Truck Series practicing Thursday?
No.
You guys
no.
are going to practice
Friday.
Yep, we're going to practice Friday and
you're
and
normal.
Saturday.
Yep.
We're normal. Yep.
And as I think you said earlier, 123 laps for three of those classes that are running. I think the only one that's not is the Legends.
Right. I think it's the Supers
and they're,
the Pros.
Yeah, Cindy was saying, because it's modified. A Super that doesn't have a big enough cell, so they're gonna try to do a...
stop them at 70,
I think. Yeah, right.
And,
a stop pit.
And the,
go,
the Legends go 23 laps. So
is it the Modified to stop halfway? No.
One of them. One of them can't make it because of fuel.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's going to be a stop fuel...
It,
can't adjust
I would
anything.
Think it's a modified.
You can't do. Yeah, I think it is. Yep.
Because they have a big cell, but a lot of them run. If they run E85 or anything else, then they're not running gas, and they can't go very far.
But no, it's definitely going to be an endurance for some of these drivers who, haven't gone that many laps.
You know, it should make for an interesting race because some guys like to race fast, race hard because they usually race only 40 laps, right? So they
or 76 on 4th of July.
Right, that's the most. So this would be a chance for these other guys that are patient to see what, conserving your tires do and, fuel, just the strategy is going to be different.
Yeah, they say the only thing you could do is fuel.
Oh, okay.
You can't adjust or change tires.
Fuel. Okay.
Yep.
Which, adds to some more strategy because once you pit and, your tires cool back down and, just things change. It should be fun. If you love racing, that's going to be the night to see. That's a lot of racing going on. So.
Well, I guess Kevin ain't coming to our racers barbecue.
Why? Where's he going?
It don't say. He said he's not going to be in town.
I mean, we'll send you
doesn't
something.
Even know what the date is. But.
That's right. He don't know when it is, but he's not going to be in town.
He's going to
be
gone.
That's right. We'll either save you something or we'll send you something wherever you're at.
That's right.
All right.
We'll mail it.
We're going to find. We'll freeze dry it for you and send it to you.
And if you're in a hotel room, you can put it in a microwave.
Yep. There you go. Anyways, we're running out of time, so. We'll see you live next Tuesday and also on wheelsnow.com, and we'll talk more about the race coming up next week.
Yep. And we're going to try to get a guest for next week.
We'll see you live next Tuesday and we'll see what's going on at wheelsnow.com.
Thanks for listening.